Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to our weekly podcast here at First United Methodist Church, Murfreesboro. I'm Trey Carey, the lead pastor of Modern Worship. We hope this week's message connects with you and helps you connect with God. If you'd like more information about how to get connected at FUMC, you can visit our website, fumcm.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at FUMCBoro. We also hope you'll consider joining us at one of our four weekly worship services at 8:30 and 11 a.m. on Sundays, both in the sanctuary and in the Family Life Center. First United Methodist Church is a warm and welcoming community of people committed to the idea of growing disciples of Jesus Christ who know Him, love Him, and serve Him. We hope this week's message helps you in your own personal journey towards knowing, loving, and serving Christ in your life. Before I get started this morning, I want to address something that I think may be on some of your minds today. I just want to tell you about it. Some of y'all know that I'm a Kentucky fan, and I just want you to know that I had nothing to do with the children's message today. I didn't tell Maggie she had to say a word about basketball. but I did hear the message bounce back, and I'm not looking forward to the game in Knoxville. I'll just say that. And then this morning, our scripture lesson is just one verse. And it's a verse that has come to have some special meaning for me this morning. And I want to share with you why. But I want you to hear this, God's word for us today. Proverbs 16:3. Commit. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Let me read that one more time. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. You know, would you say that with me? Let's say it together. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. I want to talk about this passage this morning because this is the place in God's Word where I found my one word this year. Some of you heard me talk a lot about one word, about this discernment process of listening to God's Word and God's people to find that one word. It's based on this book called One Word That Will Change Your Life. And my message today is in many ways a testimony to that. And so I want to talk a little bit about it today. Here's a picture of my one word canvas that I made. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to share with you a little bit about that process and what it looked like for me this year. Starting in December of last year, I began this discernment process. There's three steps, three simple steps, sometimes painful steps in this discernment process. And they're these: look in, look up, and look out. And so that's what I did. I began to listen to what God might be saying to me through His Word and through His people. And it just so happened that during this time, I was offered a position working for the larger United Methodist Church. You may have heard about this. There was an announcement a couple weeks ago. You may have gotten an email about it. This position, just so you know, is called a district leadership strategist, and it's a new position. It's never been before, so in some ways, I don't know everything to tell you about what it is, but I do want to share this with you about it. When I heard about the position, it seemed to be a role in the church that seemed to be tailor-made for me, my passions and my experience and my education and my personality. But what I want to share with you is that when when I was offered this position, I really wrestled with it. I did a lot of wrestling. And what I want to share with you this morning is a lot of why I was wrestling was you. The relationships that we've built, the experiences that we've had together over the last 7 years. I was wrestling because of the passion that I have for this church and for this service and for the work that God is doing in and through it. It was around this time that I discovered this word, commit. And I remember my first thought being, commit. I need to commit to being where I am. That's good. That's what I wanted to hear. But I continued to pray, and I continued to listen to God's word, and I started to do some research on this word, commit. Many of you know that I love words, and I love to learn about words. And so I started to do some study of this word, commit, and how it's used in the Bible, and specifically in that Old Testament passage, Proverbs 16:3. And what I came to learn was in the Hebrew language, the word for commit, the word in this passage, it means something a little different than how we normally use it. When we talk about to commit, it usually means more along the lines of to promise or to support or to stick it out. But the word commit used in Proverbs 16:3 is this Hebrew word that's pronounced something like goal. And the word goal in the Hebrew language for commit, it literally means to roll or to roll over or to turn over. And so in this passage, the writer is talking about turning over, rolling over to God, whatever you do, so that God will establish your plans. And it changed everything for me. I remember thinking, oh boy, our lives are about to change. One word can truly change your life. It was in that moment that I knew what we needed to do. That I knew what I needed to do. I needed to commit myself to God and to roll over, to turn over everything to Him, all of it. I needed to trust Him and entrust to Him all of my goals, my plans, my future. I needed to be able to roll with whatever God's plans, that I believe God's plans were for us and for our family. And I was reminded that many times as pastors, that's just how we roll. But not only that, I knew that I had to trust God with you. And that was the hardest part of all of it. I knew I had to commit you to God. I had to turn over the things and the people that I had come to think of as mine. You're my people. I'm your pastor. This is our service. I remember reading a quote in my devotional book during this time, and it went like this: every day, commit. That's one of the things that I've learned about this one-word process, is that when you discover this word, you start to see that word everywhere. And I saw that word again in my journal. Every day, commit all these human souls from the worst and weakest hands, namely your own, into the best and strongest of hands. I knew what we were going to have to do. And I can show you the page in my journal where I wrote these words as a prayer to God. It was January the 8th, 2019. The scripture passage for my devotional that day was Jesus' words: Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And I remember writing in my journal, this is my prayer: God, I commit to you this decision. I commit to you these people, this church, this service, those that have been entrusted to me, I entrust them to you. And so the very next day, after much prayer and much wise counsel, we decided to accept this new position. And almost immediately, I began to feel the pain and the peace that comes from trusting and entrusting everything that we are and everything that we have to God. And I will tell you this, I'll tell you that the only way that I was able to do that, that we are able to do that, is because of something that I feel like I say all the time, and I feel like a broken record, but I believe it with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. God is with us. God is for us. God is working for good in and through our lives. I want you to know that I would not and I could not commit you into any other hands than His. I know that just as God is going to take care of us, God is going to take care of you. And because of that, I have peace, even though my heart is heavy. So the question, maybe on all of our, the real question that's probably on all of our minds right now on a lot of different levels is now what? And the answer that I have for you this morning is, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I do know that my last Sunday here at the church is going to be March 17th. I hope that you'll be here to celebrate and to pray for me and my family as we begin this new season of life and ministry. I hope that over the next few weeks that you'll be praying for us. I hope you know that I'm praying for you. And I'm thankful that we have a few weeks together to share and maybe cry a little bit, but to mainly rejoice in what God has done and what I believe God is going to continue to do in and through the people of First United Methodist Church. But beyond that, I don't know. I do know that Chrislyn and Zach will be leading in this service. I know that Cliff will be leading us until his retirement date. And after that, I don't know. I know that I was blessed last week. I was sad last week that I wasn't able to be here with you. But I was blessed to be able to join you online. And we went to Tulsa last week to visit Abby's family. And on our way back, we had a nice 10-hour drive from Tulsa back to Murfreesboro. And we had the services going in the car. And I wasn't watching the services the whole time, I promise, because I was driving. But we had the services on, and I heard Chrislyn's message last week, and I thought it was so good and so powerful. And if you were here last week, maybe you were like me, and you thought, wow, Chrislyn can really sing. It was an incredible message, and I remember just having this peace and thinking, you know what? We're in good hands. And then after I listened to the modern service, I turned on the traditional service, and I watched and I listened to that, and I heard Zach preach a fantastic sermon. And just another confirmation, you're in good hands. This is a wonderful church. You have a wonderful staff. You have wonderful people like you that make up the church. And God is with you. God is for you. God is working for good in and through your lives and in and through this church. I do know that that will not change. I also know that you got a letter last week. Maybe many of you did. In the midst of a number of letters that you may have gotten recently. There was a letter talking about this big decision that's about to be made in the United Methodist Church, a decision that could possibly change our collective understanding of human sexuality. And we don't know how that's going to go, right? So as I was thinking about it this week and praying about it, one thing that I know is that I don't know. The one thing that I know is that there's a lot of change and a lot of uncertainty that we're facing as individuals and as a congregation and as a denomination and even beyond that, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. And so many times when there is uncertainty, there is fear. Am I right? So I thought it would be appropriate at this point to insert this seemingly random picture of myself when I was a kid, just to kind of break the tension a little bit. I do like to do that sometimes. I like to try to use humor when I feel tense or uncomfortable. So maybe that's partially true. But the reason why I put this picture up here today, there's actually a reason for it, and I have a purpose. Here's the rest of the story. I got this text from my mom this week. They're cleaning out pictures at the house, and so when they get a picture out, my mom's been taking a picture and sending it to me, and she sent me this picture. And the very first thing that I thought when I saw this picture on my phone, believe it or not, was that'll preach. And the reason why is this. Believe it or not, as funny as it may sound, God revealed something to me, I think, through this picture. It reminded me of so many memories from childhood. When I was little, my mom used to let me dress up and be all these different kinds of characters and kind of let my imagination go. She's still continuing this tradition because we went over last night to give clothes to my kids or spend the night with my mom and dad, and everybody's hair was purple. So there's still just, all kinds of craziness and creativity happening over there. But this reminded me of all these different characters that I used to dress up like. And I don't know who this is. It looks kind of like a fortune teller, right? There's like a little crystal ball there made out of a ball in a candy tin. Maybe I'd seen it on TV or a movie or something like that. But when I saw that this week, I said, that'll preach because of this truth. None of us has a crystal ball, do we? None of us know what the future holds. And maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe we don't know what the future holds so that we can trust the one who does. So that we can commit ourselves to God and to God's plans and God's future for us. I don't know what the future holds for me, for you, for the church, for the United Methodist Church. None of us do. But my challenge this morning to you, as your pastor, in this time of transition, is to commit, to roll over, to turn over to God, everyone and everything. You, me, our church, our denomination, our future. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. There are probably things that you're wrestling with right now in your life that I didn't even mention. Those uncertainties that we face every day and in every season of life. I pray that God's word would be a word of hope and a word of assurance to you today. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and the Lord will establish your plans. I invite you to trust God in the midst of all the challenges and changes that lie ahead of us, and continue to love one another as Christ loves us in the midst of it all. That's what Christ calls us to do. As followers of Christ, that's just how we roll. Because I do know this. I don't know everything, but I feel like I know this. We serve a God that through all the unpredictability and uncertainty of life, that very same God promises to be with us and for us and working for good in and through our lives as we trust and entrust everything that we have and everything that we are to Him. We sang about it earlier. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, God. You did it. Do it again. That very same God promises to establish our plans, to guide and direct our paths, to lead His people and His church into the future. If you don't know anything else, you can know that. And I pray that that will give you peace this morning, because it's given me a lot of peace. I want to leave you with this. There are some words that we sing in the modern service, and we've sung them a lot over the last few weeks, it seems like, and every time those words have ministered to me and almost have been a prayer of commitment for my life. I didn't share this with you, but one of the things that's significant about my canvas is you'll notice that the M's in commit have a set of hands in the center that kind of form the letter M. And that was intentional because the picture that I had in my head of this was twofold. One, I picture them as my hands laid out like this. You probably haven't noticed, but if you've been in here, every time I've come to the altar and pray, I put my hands out like this. And I do that as a symbolic gesture to God in prayer that I'm letting go and trusting Him, that I have nothing in my hands. But the second part of it is, I've also seen that as that little M in there at the bottom is me. And surrounding me are God's hands. And those are strong hands and faithful hands and good hands. And so I can trust that God is with me and for me and working for good in and through me. So I want to invite you this morning to pray with me. I'm going to share these words with you. Would you do that? Would you just put your hands out with me like that? Is that too much to ask? Thank you. It might feel silly, but thank you. Would you just pray these words with me? I'm going to sing them, and if you want to sing them, you can sing them too.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
God, we trust you and we entrust to you all that we are and all that we have into your hands. We commit because we believe that your hands are good hands and strong hands, powerful hands, yet gentle and gracious hands. We believe that you are with us and for us. And we give you thanks. God, we pray that, because of the peace that comes from knowing it, because of the joy that comes from knowing it, because of the assurance that we have that you have committed yourself to us, that you have given us all that you are and all that you have, that you have given your Son, Jesus, so that we might have life eternal and abundant. Because of that, we can build our lives on the firm foundation of your love. And through the uncertainty, through the unknowns of life, whatever they may be, we can trust you. We will not be shaken. God, we love you. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name.